So now on Right Radio, I've got with me Vicky from Hive South Yorkshire to talk about the Hive Young Writers Festival that's coming up on the 14th, is that right?
It's 14th of April. We've got a Young Writers Festival happening in Rotherham.
Okay, so what's the nature of the day? What's going to be happening there and what's the venue?
So it's just an opportunity for young people to come together as young writers, so with whatever interest they have in writing, be it hobby or career interest, to come together, celebrate young writers in the north, what's going on for young people, I guess particularly in South Yorkshire, but also people are welcome from wherever.
And what's the format of the day? What can they be expecting if they go along?
So the idea of the festival is kind of to bring young people together with professional writers, writing bodies, for workshops, talks. There's some free advice sessions from writers. There's a chance to perform. We've got some publishers there. So really, it's just an opportunity to get young people together to celebrate the talent and the happenings in the region, but also to bring them together with people who are already working in those spheres and just inspire people, really.
So what are some of the guest speakers and workshops you've got going on that people can get involved with?
We've got so many. So we've got Testament, who's known for his beatboxing and he's a rapper, but he's also now started doing theatre. He's just penned Black Men Walking with Eclipse Theatre. We've got Susanna Evans, who's a poet, representing the poetry business. We've got Helen Johnson, a journalist. We've got Sheffield's Dan Loops, Andy Craven Griffiths, a couple of fantastic novelists. We've got Claire Fisher. It's just so many great people who are coming to support the day.
I think you mentioned Dead Men Walking, didn't you? I think that's coming up at the Crucible, so we might hear more about that later on the show. There are also workshops, is that right?
So yeah, we've got some amazing workshops and talks actually. There's going to be 9 running in the morning and 9 running in the afternoon. So we've got things like writing weird and wonderful stories with short fiction writer Dan Powell. We've got getting yourself out there as a professional writer, which is tips and information on kind of becoming a writer, maybe a freelancer working in the arts. And that's from the Writing Squad. Beats, Rhymes and Life with Testament and Dan Loops, who are going to do some sort of beatboxing, some vocals and emceeing using a loop pedal. We've got a Get Published kind of Q&A, so young people can find out like essential information from publishers. There's Building Brave New Worlds with historical fiction writer Tim Leach, who's looking at the parallels between fantasy, sci-fi and historical fiction for building worlds. We've got improv, zine making workshops for people in the mood for doing something a little bit visual and crafty. We've got the wonderful Stacey Sampson, who's a novelist and an actress, who's coming in to do a workshop on telling real people's stories. We've got the opportunity to go and see the wonderful Grimm & Co, which is a children's literary charity based in Rotherham, which is quite a sight to behold. It's a kind of Harry Potter-esque sort of shopfront with a writing charity hidden away. They look for volunteers, so there's an opportunity there if young people are interested in voluntary work. It's fantastic.
We're hoping to have a future Right Radio show from there or to do with there in the future. I think people might be surprised that in Rotherham. And so why did you choose Rotherham for this event?
Well, in terms of South Yorkshire, a lot of things happen in Sheffield. Sheffield seems to be the hub of sort of cultural happenings. And, you know, we thought, why not Rotherham? It's only down the road from Sheffield. It's near a lot. You know, you can get into Rotherham from a lot of different places. And why not? You know, Rotherham deserves to have something exciting culturally happening for young people. So, we just thought, why not?
Yeah. Absolutely. And did you mention the price?
It's a ridiculous £6.50 for the day, and that includes all the workshops. You what, sorry?
That is pretty damn cheap.
It is pretty damn cheap. And the reason it's so cheap is because, so that includes the workshops, the talks, and also lunch. And it's because we want to encourage local young people, so people from Rotherham, but we also want to encourage people to travel and to feel like it's an affordable day, and you know, it's not like, you know, 20, 30, 40 pound or something that is a bit unrealistic for a lot of people.
So you want to encourage young people to go, is it just open to young people, or are there any limits to come along?
Well, the age is 14 to 25. We're not, we do cap it at 14, but if somebody's slightly older than 25, we've had a couple of people contact us, you know, that's fine. It's really just a focus on young people, you know, young writers and people who are at that stage in, you know, the early stages of developing into a writer or doing it as a hobby, no matter what they think their ability is with writing or what their particular interests are. It's a very relaxed day, so people can just come, enjoy what's going on, and you know, if towards the end of the day they'd like to perform, there's an opportunity to read the words. If they want to just sit and chat with a writer one-to-one, there's that option as well. So it's a really kind of quite a flexible day for just kind of hanging out in a nice creative environment with other young creatives.
And where can people find out more if they want to get tickets or just learn more about who's involved in the workshops?
Well, everything is at hivesouthyorkshire.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the details are there. There's a Facebook event. You can pay via Eventbrite. There's no tickets on the door, so just to say to people, I'd get your tickets soon, because I think this week we're going to sell quite a lot of tickets, so don't leave it till the last minute if you really want to come. If you've got any issues with travel, get in touch. We've got groups going from Sheffield, Barnsley, and Doncaster. We've got groups coming further afield as well. So you can find out everything on hivesouthyorkshire.com.